In his speech, President Xi put forward 5 proposals to achieve the goal, such as speeding up the construction of a global cyber infrastructure and promoting interconnectivity, building an online platform for cultural exchanges and mutual learning, promoting innovative development of cyberspace for common prosperity, maintaining cybersecurity and promoting its orderly development, and enhancing equity and justice in cyberspace.
中国愿同各国一道推动制定
We should push forward the formulation of international cyberspace rules accepted by all parties and establish international conventions against terrorism in cyberspace, improve the legal assistance mechanism to fight cybercrimes, and jointly uphold peace and security in cyberspace. All countries should step up communication and exchange, improve dialogue and consultation mechanisms on cyberspace, and study and formulate global internet governance rules so that the global internet governance system becomes more fair and reasonable.
In the meantime, President Xi also suggested an internet governance system featuring a multilateral approach with multi-party participation, requiring all countries to adhere to 4 principles including respect for cyber sovereignty, maintenance of peace and security, promotion of openness and cooperation, and cultivation of good order.
我们应该尊重各国自主选择网络发展道路。
We should respect the rights of countries to participate in international cyberspace governance, their choice for the path of cyber development, as well as regulations and public policies. No country should pursue cyber hegemony, interfere in other nations' internal affairs, or engage in, connive at, and support cyber activities undermining other countries' national security.
He also called on the international community to strictly crack down on all types of cybercrime, since cyberspace is not a place beyond the rule of law. Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev attended the event. He welcomed President Xi's proposals and also suggested coordination in internet policies in a way that benefits the global society.
В том числе опираясь и на профильную отраслевую организацию международной
We should take measures within the platform of the International Telecommunication Union under the UN. We could entitle it with powers such as making international protocols and coordinating other organizations.
For his part, World Economic Forum's chairman Klaus Schwab urged all countries to grasp the huge opportunities brought by the internet.
We want to make sureThat we use the enormous potential of transformation to stimulate economic growth, to strengthen social inclusion, and to safeguard our environment. Everybody in the world, everybody, has to have access to the internet to benefit from its enabling potential.
In his speech,Chinese President Xi Jinping has vowed to keep China's door open to the outside world and that the country's policies toward foreign investment will not change. For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.